You are listening to Zoom, the Retro Comic Book Show.
Doom. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. It's Movie and Music Monday, July 9th. Let's see what I got here. First, I want to talk about some news items. Sorry to hear that Ernest Borgnine, famed actor, Hollywood actor, is dead at the age of 95. But this how does these stars how it gets when they get into their 90s. Like, a lot of motherfuckers think they was dead already. Some people thought Andy Griffith was dead. It's like, no, they're fucking old. Okay, they're in the 80s, they're in the 90s. They're chilling somewhere, off somewhere. Okay, they're not out and about. They're in their fucking 90s. Ernest Borgnine died. It says of apparent kidney failure at Sydney Cedars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Yeah, kidney failure. No, he died because he's 95. Okay, kidney failure. 95. That's why his kidney failed, because he's 95. Anyway, he's a great actor who got his start in the movie Marty. He won an Academy Award for the movie version of Marty. He was in the TV play version of Marty. And then they made a movie out of it, and he was in the movie version of Patty Chayefsky's TV play. I think Patty Chayefsky is the guy who wrote a network, too. But anyway, back to Ernest Borgnine. He was in Marty. He was also in a lot of classic movies, Johnny Guitar, Demetrius and the Gladiators, The Flight of the Phoenix, The Dirty Dozen, Wild Bunch, Willard, Poseidon Adventure, Emperor of the North. He was in the TV show Mikhail's Navy. So I always liked him in the movies that I saw him in. So rest in peace, Mr. Borgnine. Also, unfortunately, a tragic accident. An 11-year-old was injured. It was Usher, the singer Usher, Raymond Usher. His 11-year-old stepson of his ex-wife, the mother of two of his kids, or his two kids. Anyway, his stepson was injured in a tragic ski accident Friday. Sorry to hear that. I hope people are wishing him the best. They were wishing that he gets well, because there's no brain activity. He's declared brain dead. And somebody wrote on one of these comment posts, I wish you the best. I pray that he gets a full recovery. And someone else wrote, yes, when the brain is swelling, it's hard to find activity. But when the swelling goes down, it's possible, that he's alive. Yeah, who the fuck? These fucking armchair doctors, okay? You got doctors telling you there's no brain activity. They're declaring him brain dead. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's going to just just when the swelling goes down. He didn't get popped on the head with a baseball that was going a mile an hour from, 50 feet away. No, he got ran over by a jet ski. And the person who ran him over was in the group, at the beach. He was in the group that the boy was in. So it was friends of the family. It wasn't just some stranger who ran over him. So that's an uncomfortable ride home. Anyway, my prayers go out to them. And I hate to go from that to lighter news. I was going to make a joke about a TV show, but I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to go straight into the top five movies and songs of the week. The top five music, top pop songs. I might stop this list because it's the same five from last week. Rihanna, Where Were You Now? Where Have You Been? By Rihanna. Katy Perry, Wide Awake. Goat Ye. And that goddamn song, Somebody I Used to Know. I hope this song, you can say the same thing about this song. Yeah, they used to be, Goat Ye used to make records, but now he got ran over by jet ski. Payphone is number two by Maroon 5, and number one, that damn song, Call Me Baby by Carly Mae Jepsen. Anyway, a more truer song for women is the song, the parody song, Let's Make a Baby. It's a parody song of Call Me Maybe, about a woman who's 38 years old and she wants to give it the first guy that she meets so he can impregnate her because her clock is ticking. That's truer to life. Top five songs of the week. And I already did that. No, the top five movies of the week. I'm doing this live, y'all, and I don't have my list. Where's my dang list? Anyway, I'll get back to that in a second. Some of the albums being released. You know what? I don't care about any of these albums that's being released except for Serge Tankian from System of a Down. His album, Harry Carey, is coming out July 10th, a couple of days from now. Now, let's see here. What do we have here in the top five movies? Oh, before I talk about the top five movies, there's a superhero movie that is real popular this week. And there's another one coming out in a couple of weeks. Oh, and we got all kinds of great movies that came out this summer of superhero for us comic book fans. The first one was Avengers. And after Avengers hit, people kept writing on the goddamn message boards and stuff, now, DC, it's time to come out with Justice League. As if DC is going to jump because they said that. You fucking idiots. I don't know if I said this on the last show already, but fuck, I'm going to say it again. If Justice League comes out with the movie soon, it's going to suck ass. Period. Okay, it's going to suck ass. If they come out, the only way they can do it is if everybody wants them to do copy off of Marvel and do the thing with one movie at a time, it's going to fail. Nobody cares about Wonder Woman. Nobody cares about Green Lantern. Nobody cares about The Flash as a movie. Only Batman and Superman they like. So it's not going to be the same, y'all. Just don't even try it. I wouldn't even try it. Let's see here. Let's look for the top five movies of the week. Number five. Oh, damn. It's almost the same as the last. Oh, no, it changed up a little bit. Number five, Magic Mike. It's making some money. It's $72 million. They say this movie cost $7 million. I don't believe it. Okay, for a second. $7 million for Magic Mike. I don't care how cheap you went with the shooting. You got Matthew McConaughey, the other guy, Channing Tatum, and a couple other stars in this movie. They're not big stars, but come on. $7 million plus you got to pay all the crew and stuff. You're shooting in Florida or someplace. No. That movie did not cost no $7 million. But anyway, they still probably made a healthy profit. It's $72 million. Number four movie, Savages, with Taylor Kitsch in Blake Lively, John Travolta. I don't care about it. It's just about a bunch of drug dealers screwing each other over. Fuck them. But it came in with $16 million. The budget is said to be $45 million. Number three movie, Brave, about the young Scottish or Irish girl, whatever she is. It's a Pixar animated movie. Came in with $20 million this week, bringing its total up to $174 million. According to this, the budget is $185 million. So that looks like it's doing good. And number two, Ted, about the talking teddy bear. It had $32 million this weekend, and it's up to $120 million. Movie supposedly cost $50 million. So that's good for Seth MacFarlane. And I did see the movie this week. It was a... I give it a thumbs up. It was really... I had a good time with, despite the fact that that damn Marky Mark Wahlberg was in it. But at the beginning of the movie, it opens up with the character played by Marky Mark, but as a little boy. It shows an 8-year-old actor playing this character. And in his neighborhood, they make joke, because it's in the Boston neighborhood where Marky Mark really grew up. And it made a joke about the kids in the neighborhood beating up Jews and other races for fun. And it shows them beating up a kid, beating the shit out of a kid. And Marky Mark's character is not a part of that. He wants to be friends with these guys, but the guys tell him to get the fuck out of there. Even the kid who's getting beat up tells Marky Mark's character to get the fuck out of there because they don't want to hang out with him. But I thought it was ironic because in real life, around that same time, Mark Wahlberg was beating the shit out of minorities for real. He was chasing black people off the block, calling them niggers, along with his friends. And then it culminated into him beating the shit out of an Asian man with his friends. And they knocked the guy's eye out of his socket. And Marky Mark got 3 months for that. Even though he's yelling down the street doing hate crimes, calling black people niggers and, you know, people chinks and wops. And ironically, just 3 years after that incident happened, he's doing Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch with a bunch of black people on the cover of his album, who he paid to be the Funky Bunch. And now he's a rapper. Fucking poser. Can't stand that motherfucker. But the movie was still good. I'm glad for Seth MacFarlane. Also Mila Kunis is her name. Yeah, she's hot as fuck. Number one, The Amazing Spider-Man. $65 million. And that's just the weekend. It made $140 million. Supposedly it cost $230. I'm like, well, why that? I think they inflated that. I don't think it's no $200. Well, actually, with marketing, it might be. But since Spider-Man came out, I did talk about Spider-Man in the last episode, but no, I gotta do some more Spider-Man talking, because motherfuckers make me sick with this shit, talking shit about this movie. I don't even know if I got the energy now to talk about it, and I don't have my notes. But let me see. People were complaining that this, I don't know what they was complaining about. They said, oh, the Peter Parker character in this new Amazing Spider-Man was a asshole to his Aunt May. That's bullshit. Basically, they say he was an asshole to Aunt May because, like, one incident, he didn't pick her up from the subway. It was at nighttime. She had to walk home. An older woman walking home in the neighborhood by herself about 10 blocks. He came home. Uncle Ben cussed him the fuck out. I said, you let your aunt walk around out there alone by herself. And then he apologized to Aunt May. And she said, you got to apologize to me. And then Ben said, no, he does. He needs to learn responsibility. See, the reason why people thought that he was a brat, Peter Parker was a brat in this instance, is because he was acting like a real human being, unlike the Spider-Man played by Tobey Maguire and written by whoever wrote those shitty screenplays for the Spider-Man movie. It was totally unreal, those movies. In his origin, in the Tobey Maguire origin of Spider-Man, He come home looking sick as a fucking dog, like he's about to die. And Aunt May and them are like, oh, Peter, what's going on? He said, I'm all right, fine. He ran up to his room. And they didn't even think about him till the next day. He passed out. He could have died. Okay, he could have died the way he looked. But he, of course, because he got bit by the spider that gave him superpowers, he woke up healthier and better than ever instead of sick and dying. But Aunt May tried to check in on him. He pushed her away. He was like, no, I'm fine, Aunt May. I'm fine. Like a little nerd, geek motherfucker. But Aunt May wasn't that concerned because she didn't tell him, open your goddamn door so I can see you. Are you okay? I need to take you to the hospital if you look sick. That's how unconcerned she was with him. But what we saw in Amazing Spider-Man was real people in a real family situation. Also, the origin was better in this because just in this movie, he passed out on the train and it led to him discovering his powers in a super cool, in a much better way than Tobey Maguire's. And people say, oh, well, that, I think we talked about it on the last one. But the web shooters are okay, and it doesn't matter that he stole some of the ingredients for his web shooters. He engineered it and showed that Peter Parker is smart in this one. Not just smart, he's a genius like he is in the comic books. Tobey Maguire's character was dumb as a fucking rock. And I don't have to go into Mary Jane Watson in the Spider-Man Sam Raimi movies. Can you say cardboard, kids? Fucking cardboard. And it ain't all her fault. They didn't give her nothing to work with. This movie, not only did Emma Stone have something to work with, she tore up the role. She did great. People love her character in this. And if it ramps up to what we all think it might ramp up to in the next one, it's going to be, the audience is going to be like, damn. You know? I think people dissing this version of Spider-Man, because I think they got attached to the other one. I think years from now, people are going to look back and say, oh, the Amazing Spider-Man, the Mark Webb movies were better than, or the Mark Webb, hopefully he'll have other movies and they'll be as good as this and better, hopefully. And they'll look, because right now, this Amazing Spider-Man is better than Spider-Man, to me, is better than Spider-Man 2. So, yeah, Dougie, I know there's got to be more than okay, the characterization. Oh, also, one critic said, she was pissed off because, I can't believe they got rid of him having these organic web shooters. He builds the web shooters. But the other movie was so perfect because she said it would have been perfect for him to be a coming of age boy who has to deal with this white sticky fluid that comes out of him. I'm like, okay, first of all, bitch, okay, why don't you go back to 12th grade literature, English, and learn about writing and writing skills? That's just too, not only is that too literate, but you already have that in the Sam Raimi movie, so why do you need it in this movie? Second, that's a stupid analogy anyway, since Peter Parker's character is between 15 and 17 years old in these movies, and boys are jerking off at the age of 9, 10, 11 years old. He's been jerking off for a few years now, so it doesn't relate, okay, it does not relate to the web shooters. It just, that's just juvenile writing right there. That's juvenile thinking. Fucking idiot. And then there's another stupid reviewer talking about, what do you say? Oh, there was a bunch of things that they, oh, he said that this origin in this movie, and I'll try not to go into it, doesn't make sense because in the other movie, in the original stories, he let someone go who was committing a crime because he was wrapped up in himself. And of course, that person ended up killing Uncle Ben. And the lesson, you know, we all know the lesson, with great power comes great responsibility. And it finally sunk into Peter what his Uncle Ben was saying. But you don't have that in this movie, the critic said. You don't have that because in this movie, because there's no lesson here, and what happened wasn't Peter's fault. Peter can't blame himself for that, so there's no real lesson. That writer needs to go back. He needs to be fired from his job, because he wasn't doing his job as a fucking critic. Because he's the same one who said that May saw that Peter grew at the end of the film, but she wouldn't know why he grew, because he treated her like shit and she didn't know he's Spider-Man. So, I mean, this guy wasn't paying attention at all. First of all, the origin in this, it was different, a different circumstance, but it was the same thing. Because Peter Parker didn't let anybody because he let a criminal go, Uncle Ben died. It's the same premise here. Okay? It's the same fucking premise. All right? And he let the criminal go because somebody treated him like a jerk, just like the same original premise. And because I want to say it too, I want to say, because I know somebody's going to say something about this, that it wasn't Peter's fault. But fuck it, here for the next minute, I'm going to do a spoiler of the origin or what happened in the case of Uncle Ben. So fast forward about 2 minutes from now. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to go. He goes into a store, Peter Parker, because he ran out the house, stormed out the house, and, you know, and went out for the night. Uncle Ben went after him. Meanwhile, Peter is at the corner store, and he tries to buy a chocolate milk. The guy doesn't let him buy chocolate milk because he's 2 cents short, and they get into it, and he's like, man, F you, man, it's just 2 cents. And the guy was like, you ain't got 2 cents, you don't get the milk. And he's like, yeah, what a jerk. So he starts to walk out of the store, and the guy behind Peter distracts the clerk while the man takes the he takes some things from the, you know, he steals some money or something, and he steals the beer that he was supposed to buy while the clerk is distracted. And Peter sees this and smiles, and the guy grabs the milk that Peter was going to buy that's still on the counter, and he tosses it to Peter. Now, some people say, well, that anybody would let somebody like that go, okay? But no, think of if Peter wasn't screwed over by the guy. If the guy sold him the milk, or if the guy gave him, he says, I'm 10 cents short, and the guy said, oh, don't worry about it, and Peter started to walk out the store, and then he saw the guy steal from the clerk, and he has his spider powers. So wouldn't you think that Peter should stop him? Of course. But it's because he was thinking about himself, you know, that this guy went off and he killed Uncle Ben. Okay, so it's kind of the, it's not the same, but it's still, he learned a lesson. What's the other thing in the movie? I went into that. This movie is better than the first one. And the more I think about it, the more I like it. Yes, there's one bad scene at the end of the movie, but that one horrible scene, I'm just going to say the two words, crane operators. That's horrible. That scene doesn't make sense. It's whack. But the reason why I'm okay with that, because I liked the rest of the movie, but the crane scene is two minutes long. And as bad as that was, out of Sam Raimi movies, each of those movies had 20 minutes of scenes that were as bad as that crane operator scene. So I'm giving Amazing Spider-Man a thumbs up, and I like it better than all three other movies, even though to me the other movies kind of looked better just because it was shiny, but it was all on sets. I didn't feel like I was in New York in the Sam Raimi movies. In this movie, I felt like I was in New York City, a real New York City, which is probably better. And I liked this Spider-Man better, and he did more jokes. And I hate it when people say, somebody wrote, Tobey Maguire said a lot of jokes in his movie, but you dummies just didn't even hear it. No, that means that we're not dummies. You know what that means? That means that the filmmaker wasn't doing his job and the actor wasn't doing his job. Tobey Maguire couldn't sell the joke to save his life. And he only did three out of the whole three movies. Peter, he did about three. And the rest that we forgot, you know why we forgot them? Because they were forgettable. The jokes were forgettable. Tobey Maguire's performance was forgettable. Here's one of the jokes, or here's one of the clever things that Spider-Man says when Green Goblin says, Spider-Man, are you in or out? And Spidey says, you're the one who's out, Gabby, out of his mind. I groaned. And all of those jokes in the movie was just as bad. Well, I shouldn't say all the jokes. There's only three that I can remember. So he did a horrible job as performance, but the dialogue was badly written throughout that whole movie. I'm gonna take the time to just rip on why we didn't think, some people didn't think Spider-Man was that great. Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3. Because, all the dialogue between Peter Parker. Remember, I think it was part 3 when Peter Parker and Aunt May were talking in the kitchen and she was telling a story about a date she had with Uncle Ben. You couldn't get no more boring than that. I'm like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? I don't get the fact. I don't get a sense of a relationship between you and Uncle Ben, Aunt May. Not at all. But I got a sense of relationship between Martin Sheen and Sally Field's characters. It felt like they were married because they were actually, you know, talking. There was things, you know, it was a real family dynamic in this one, and real acting, real good job, great dialogue in that other movie. Not so much. Oh, and then also the other personal scene between what's his name, Osborn, I believe it's Harry Osborn, the son, and Mary Jane, when they were flirting and dancing with each other in his apartment. No chemistry whatsoever. And even worse, there was no chemistry between Kirsten Dunst and Tobey Maguire. So, and this is the last thing I'm going to say on this. Somebody keeps saying, what's this, all of a sudden everybody's hating on Tobey Maguire's performance? No, it ain't all of a sudden. We've been hated Tobey Maguire's performance. But that was the Spider-Man movies that we had. So that's what we dealt with. But a lot of people like this better. And that's all I want to say. I like Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man. Sorry I went on so long. But I dug it a lot. Let's see here. Well, I think this is a good time to stop the show. And let me know what you think. Any comments, questions, send them to blackpun2000@yahoo.com. Until next time, peace.